With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
So there's no Milan this week. For 2 weeks, you thought we weren't going to come on. We are coming on. We're going to be talking about the Azzurri playing in the last weekend. I got Jan with me. It's going to be a nice little discussion what we thought of what was going on. In the end, Jan, you know what? Sometimes we go on. Sometimes we don't go on. Sometimes Fabio and Gio decide to do a impromptu kind of podcast like they did last week. What the most important stuff is, Jan, please tell the people. There's gotta be a little action on their end. And what is that action, my friend?
You gotta like, you gotta subscribe, or else you're not gonna know whenever someone just pops on the Milan with Leak podcast network over here and just starts laying down some truth on the interwebs. So yeah, like and subscribe. It's the best way to stay connected. And also, if you want, you can also donate and become a Patreon.
Guys, Patreon, right? It's been so many years ongoing. Thank you for everybody for their support. A lot of the stuff that we're doing is because of them. Legends indeed. And you know what? Patreon does get you access to our it's kind of a fun WhatsApp conversation. But on that note, Jan, are you ready to discuss all this stuff? And forget Patreon, Super Chats as well. We got Super Chats. You got Super Chat on the YouTube machine. You know, it's not just a chat. It is a Super Chat. On that note, buddy, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another Azzurri weekly podcast. Here we talk everything Italy, some Milan. Jan is here with me, Vinny T. Jan, you got tagged in from Stevie P. Stevie P is a busy man, but
my bluest Milan gear just for today.
Your bluest Milan gear. I got this like kind of, you know, my nieces got it for me back in the day. Like, okay, it's not the real stuff, but hey, it's Adidas now. It is what it is. Jan, can I sum up for you the last two games of the Azzurri with one thing?
Lots of competition. And another one. But they're good. When you go to the bathroom in Saudi Arabia, I think that's what they have. They're gonna install this now. They paid all that money for it. Fire the kid on fire with three assists.
Liban Youssef, look how happy he is. Look how happy he is. And two guys like Liban Youssef. And by the way, Facebook Frank is not known as Facebook Frank anymore. Please refer to him as Frank GPT. But he's only good for Milan stuff. You want to know, you might know who scored in the 2005 finals, but do you want to know how he scored and what? You ask Frank GPT, and that's what it is. Jan, we're here. They played on Friday. It's been 2 weeks, 2 weeks off for Serie A, because leave it to, like, you know, these international breaks. I want to take you back to Friday's game. And you kind of think like me, right? Where it's like, hold your horses. It is a 5-0 win, but people seem to forget that after Estonia, I'm not going to talk about today, but it's 5-0. It was 0-0 at halftime. So, I know you kept your feet, your feet on the ground about this result. A lot of people got excited, and just the way I don't judge Milan on their first game, Gattuso's the first coach. Again, I don't think Gattuso's the next coming of.
No.
Who would you say? Trapattoni, 2006 circa, but. I don't want you to think about today's game. If I had to ask you your thoughts on Friday's game, Estonia 5-0, Keane, the attacking formation put out from Gattuso. Gattuso being Gattuso, right? But I know you kept your feet on the your feet on the ground, but what were your takes from that first game?
Well, the first game, they dominated the first half anyway, even if they didn't score. And
okay, true.
The reason I'm not getting super excited about 5-0 against Estonia is because, well, that's what you're supposed to be beating Estonia by, is 5-0. So congratulations. They did what they had to do. I do like what Gattuso's doing up front, getting Rete Gui and Moise Kean working very well together. I think finally we have And it's weird because I didn't have this feeling about Gattuso when he was going to take over.
Didn't either.
However, the only way I saw it working in my head was, well, he's a motivator. He's a guy that a lot of these guys look up to, maybe more so than some of the other coaches because, you know, a bit more recent of playing time than Spalletti or Mancini. So especially someone like Tonali, who scores the winner today, and I know I'm jumping to today's game, but he's getting something out of these guys. However, if it's Gattuso, or if he went in a time machine and we got Cesare Maldini or Arrigo Sacchi or any other of the greats, Capello, that coached in Italy or the Italian national team, I think with these guys we have a false sense of they're always going to do good, and Italy should win all of these games against in their group. There's no one in their group they shouldn't beat. However, we're fragile, and these kids are fragile, and our defense is very fragile. Now, as a Milan fan, that's where I can make a connection with this Azzurri team. Our center backs, or at least the ones that are playing right now, they're not very good. Sorry. I don't know how you don't speak Calafiori every game right now.
Let's speak about who was good in the first game. Yet Moise Kean, Retegi, you know, two goals and assists. Raspadori off the bench. That Politano. Was like, right?
Well,
and
Politano's playing well.
Where do you draw the line on a game like this, right? Because if it was England, my God, we're winning the World Cup for instance.
Smacking around San Marino and teams like that all the time. I don't think their fans go crazy about that. I think as Italy fans, we forget that we're supposed to bully these nations, and scoring five goals is important in this tournament.
Okay,
this
so
situation
let me
in, you know.
Let me take your words exactly, right? You're my age, Jan. We're used to, you know, the glory days and everything, and you're looking at this kind of performance. It was, you know, how we always look at but. Right? Where was your was it the fact that it was Estonia, or was it the fact that, hey, maybe at a halftime he screamed at them, because I love Gattuso, he's no Calabrese like me. Do you think, like, where was the, yes, it's Estonia, but was there something that you saw from that game specifically? We're going to get into Israel today, right? But were your hopes, I'm not going to say high, right? It's not like a high hopes, but did you like what you saw in general?
We lost to Norway 3-0.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do a lot more than a 5-0 win against Estonia to get me back on feeling okay with you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're still in the shits.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If we would have won 2-0 against Estonia.
Same feeling.
Same feeling?
Less confident, though.
How about you guys?
Is clicking right now. We scored a lot of goals, guys.
When was the last time we scored 10 goals in two games?
Italy needs to score for the first time in their history because their defense is this bad. So if he's got the guy scoring and we're going to let in three every game, not because it's Donnarumma's fault here, guys.
Because no, you know what?
Our center backs are cross-eyed. Except for Calafiori, our center backs are cross-eyed.
Was there one moment that you blamed Donnarumma on a goal in the last two games?
No, not one.
I had nothing to say bad about Donnarumma.
I feel bad for Bastoni's own goal, Locatelli's own goal, but they're stupid plays. You shouldn't be
okay,
in that position.
So let's get into it. So anyway. a lot of people were excited, huh? A lot of people were excited after the Sonic game. We're back. And then you have guys like us, like, relax, right? You know, today against Israel, I don't know what the fuck went on today. I really don't. I don't understand. And thank God it was dead at work.
It's that Benny Hill song. That's what it was.
Benny Hill. Age yourself without telling me you're aging yourself, buddy. Benny Hill, guys, let us know in the comments if you know who Benny Hill is. Frank GPT knows who Benny Hill is.
For sure they know the song. They've heard the song during a bloopers reel.
Today, can you sum me up the game today, dude? It's just like...
So I'm the negative one between my father and I when it comes to the Azzurri. And he's always like, it's going to be good. It's going to be this. So he's texting me today. When it was 2-1 for Israel, he wasn't answering me. Look, today was from after work. I went to the bar to watch the end of the game because I had to get ready for the show. So I had to go to the bar. I told the wife I'm coming home a bit later. I have to go to the bar.
You gotta go.
It's a guy from France, my friend. They couldn't. It was just from their perspective, from the outsiders, that they no one that's going for Israel or for Italy. It was a hilarious game for them. They couldn't believe
it was an entertaining game.
They could not believe it was a very exciting game. For us, it brought back flashes of North Macedonia and those games over there, or Sweden. And I'm like, oh, these guys are going to cut. But they didn't, man. They didn't. And two own goals, bad luck. Two fluke goals. But I thought he had them doing some interesting stuff. He always had them coming back. And, you know, I think Tonali scoring that goal with his idol being his coach, I think that's big for him, you know, and I'm so happy. Like, it's a nice...
Look at Rami's sending us $6.99 Canadian. That's worth, like...
$3,000 US right now.
Sure, I think you got that reverse, but it's all good. He's drinking scotch from the exact same glass right now. Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much. He's a Scotch guy. I like my Scotch as well. But can we give some love to a Italy team that went down twice? Thank you, Liban Youssef, to Ferlanza. And again, Ramiz, thank you very much for the super chat. The never give up kind of attitude. But my Vinny self goes back to like, I don't think this is going to work against a top team.
Oh, it's not, Vinny. If Italy is starting players like Locatelli and Mancini in...
Oh, Jesus Christ. They were fucking horrible, yeah.
We have a problem, guys. We have a problem. And Bastoni, he needs someone more solid next to him, like Calafiori, dare I say Gabbia, but... I'm sorry.
Do you think he underestimated Israel? I met him once, but I don't know him personally. I don't know. Dude, Mancini was horrible. It's just like
bad. I don't know if he overtries or maybe Juve. He has the Juve disease. He thinks he's better than he is. Like I don't know.
I
want to say Barella had a good game. Detegui had a good game. Keane had a good. Two games.
Can we give a bit of love to Keane? And please, for the love of God, for the love of God, Italy as a nation, as the motherland, please don't treat him like you did Balotelli.
Please don't do that. Better head on his shoulder than Balotelli, and
100%. But let's be honest, Balotelli didn't have a head on his shoulder, but the Italian media and the fans did not help him. Keane, today's goals were fantastic. I see the love that he has because let's be honest, Jan, he's more Italian than me and you. Let's be honest, right?
Of course.
And I know that Italy has the history of being a racist country. A lot of Italians are still racist, but Keane was a joy to watch in these last two games, was he not?
He was incredible. He was incredible, and so is Retegui, who could also face some hatred because he comes from Argentina and he's not actually like born in Italy. He's like, he's more like us. So I think just the fact that finally Gattuso has these two guys believing, the hold up play from Retegui, I know a Serie A team that could really use that. Milan, you're not going to get this guy. He's tasted our money. It's over. It's over. But like, we need that striker. You see how he held it off today? Three passes today. And Moise Keane's a strong boy, man. That guy's going to be dangerous if he keeps playing this way.
Yeah,
he's good buddies with Leao. I mean, could we do something?
Frank GPT is asking. He's saying, sadly, Richie and Gabby won't get a call for Italy. Just, do you think Richie and Gabby is going to?
They're going to get calls. Huh? I think Richie's going to get calls once he starts playing more. And Gabby has got also, I think we're looking at it a bit with the Milan tint on our view, guys. He's not good enough for the national team startup. He's good like as a backup option, but he's better than Mancini. That to me, it's
I'm looking at Vinny Mancini. Mancini, I know you're not all the same. We love you, buddy. You're not like the other Mancini that underperformed today. On that note, guys, Patreon, completely sorry. It was a last-minute thing. I will be sending you the send us questions for next week because we are playing Bologna on Sunday. Let me ask you this, Jan. First of all, am I seeing you on Sunday? That's the question. Because it's a, what's his name? Un nuovo gioco. Rabiot contra, who's the guy that they fought with? They got into a WWE scuffle there in against Bologna. What was it? Guys, let us know. What was his name?
Oh, the guy that came from... I forgot his name.
Guys, let us know. The guy that's playing in Bologna now, that they got into a fight. But can I... Let me ask you straight out. The last two games. Ro, thank you. See, Frank GPT, Ro.
Frank GPT?
Your feelings about Italy, the way, and I think we speak the same language, is that fuck, we love our motherland, but it's been so disappointing the last 20 years. Do you feel better, or okay, we're going in the right way with these two?
Definitely. You can't go wrong with two wins. 5-0.
I always say, today, right? The history books are going to say a win.
Short some adversity, even though you play like a bunch of bozos at some time. You should not even be letting teams like Israel get any chances. They're garbage. Let's come on. We're making heroes out of nobodies over here. But we got the two wins. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, right? Got the 6 points. Let's take it. That's it, man.
Can you think of...
Tomorrow's Moldova, or they played already Moldova and Norway?
No, that's it. It's over now. We're international break. Some teams are playing like other Milan players, Jan. Not most of them. Like, okay, some of them are playing, you know, we spoke about, we saw Pulisic, but nothing, you know, to write home about. They're playing tomorrow. Magna in France. Who else is playing? We got Rabiot. Modric. He's staying. Rabiot, monsieur. On parle en français ici. Rabiot with France. But in the end, guys, you hear me knocking on wood? Please, no fucking injuries. No injuries, please. Let's keep healthy.
See, France in their last game, they lost Dembele and Doué. So PSG is
Norway.
For 6 weeks and 4 weeks now.
Guys, Dembele, can you explain me something? Yeah, can you explain me something? How was Norway already at 4 games in our group when we only had 2 games played? Now we're at 4, they're at 4, they're playing tomorrow. Thank you, Justin. Yeah, and do you know why? Like, who the fuck does the schedule?
I think it's because we were in the 4 nations semifinal and final.
All right, so we'll see what happens.
Smarter than us is doing the scheduling for these tournaments, definitely.
That's a very good point. to what you were saying about having two wins, which is the most important, 100%, because in the history books, people will say Italy win two games. Where does the performance of the defense? I just go back to
don't speak French.
It's is there an easy fix to this? Like,
no. I think this is the easy fix. Make sure we can score 4 or 5 goals, and we're good.
Let me ask you another question. Again, knocking on wood. You sent us a message in the chat, our chat, and you said something about, unfortunately, I don't wish it happens, but if it does, Gattuso will be the scapegoat for the situation. And it got me thinking. The definition of insanity is trying something the same way over and over again and expecting a different result. If this happens, because I'm seeing comments about Gravina. If this happens, because in the end, the way we play today is kind of a, I will say this, it's kind of a blessing, Jan, because I believe if we would have won convincingly today, just like we got no problems, everything is gone, everything is good. Do you think that, God forbid, something happens and we don't qualify for a reason? Again, you hear me? I'm knocking on wood. Will the system ever change? Do you think that if this happens, this is like we have no choice? This is coming from two Italian-Canadian guys, and we're very proud. It's like...
No, I don't think the system's going to change, Vinny. They didn't do it.
That's what I'm afraid, yeah.
It's going to continue. But hey, we're getting too far ahead. Like, if we look at the poll, 57% so far are happy with the way Gattuso led the team today. So the fans are more in favor of how the team's being led. And I think overall, I would have to agree in the sense that I don't mind if Italy scores 5 goals a game. Let's go. 5-4, 5-3, 5-1, 5-2. That's okay. I think we also have to get away from the fact that we just don't have the personnel to be perfect on defense. And it's not club football where you can go out and buy some Dutch guy or German guy or whomever to play on center back. So we're just going to have to do with what we do. And it's a good thing we have one of the best goaltenders in the world. If we didn't have him,
if you guys think like, about it,
and that's what also saves Milan, huh? They have probably one of the top 3 goalies in the world.
Hey, by the way, we made $1 million from the Donnarumma sale. Did you like that? We got some money. It's just, you know what? It's that reminds me, 4 goals scored against us, and I couldn't one moment say Donnarumma, what the fuck. Not one moment. It's just like...
At the beginning of the game, when he went out to punch the ball and it went in his own net, but they got called back because the guy was in front of him before the corner. Yeah. That was weird. I'm like, you punched the ball into your own net? That was a bit of a weird... but at least it didn't count.
It didn't count. I'm assuming we're going to finish second. Yeah.
I mean, look, tomorrow, if Norway loses, it's a possibility. They're not.
Guys,
they're
who's not Norway playing tomorrow?
Moldova.
I think they're not going to lose to Moldova. It's Moldova. No. Like in Seinfeld, Molva. Remember Molva from Seinfeld?
Molva, yes, yes.
Guys, you guys with us? Are they going to finish second?
Second seems logical, but did you see that Germany's also in the same problem right now? We're going to play Germany, knowing our luck.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's one of the teams that we could possibly land in if we go to the qualifications. So look, we have a game head-to-head against Norway left. We have a game against Moldova, another one against Israel, and another one against Estonia. Theoretically, we should win all of them. But even if you win all of them, You're not going to have the goal differential to be past Norway right now because of today's debacle. So you score five all the time, let in one or two, it could happen. So we'll see. But, or we got to hope that Norway loses or like ties against one of these other teams. But I don't see that happening.
By the way, I just want to give a shout out to all my haters that when Locatelli was scored four goals for Juventus and everybody's like, I'm like, he's not a generational talent. Relax. And it's like, guys, Locatelli is okay. That's about it. Stop pretending that he's a generational talent. But in the end, do you see any changes? Would anybody come up in this team according to you, or who has to get out 100%?
Mancini can't start. I'd rather see Calafiori start at center back.
Yeah. I know he was probably trying some stuff. I get it, Gattuso, maybe, but
yeah, I don't know. You go with your number one team. Because every game is a final now.
With
your number one. You don't play a final with Mancini. I'm sorry, unless you want to win the Conference League, you don't play a final with Mancini. So,
good times. On that note, we do have Milan Bologna on Sunday. Yes. Actually, you know, before Sunday,
I might come by for a bit, but I can't drink beer. I have to go stop Orange Bus. So
he can't drink beer, guys. No, but before we move on to Milan predictions, on a scale to A to F, as Coast to Coast like to do, what would you give a score to Milan? Guys, let us know in the comments.
B plus. I give it a B plus. For this weekend, B plus.
I'm going to go with B minus just to contradict you because I would go C is too low.
No.
I'd rather see Zaccardo back than Mancini. Jesus Christ.
That Justin is spot on. I'd rather see Zaccardo. I'd rather see the ghost of Giovanni Scirea or whatever, whoever.
Gaetano Scirea. He was pretty good. Guys, I'm going to go with B minus because I think if we would have won today, convincingly, B plus. Oh, we got a C plus, Ramiz. Ramiz, C plus. He's got his glass. He's like Stevie P. He's got his glass half empty. Vinny Yan, can you please explain to me how the hell Nepodini got called to the Azzurri, 14 goals, got called, and now 9 yellows and over 5 seasons of 5 different clubs doesn't equal to Azzurri call-up. In Gattuso, we trust. He's from Calabrese, like me. Whatever he says, I met him a few times. He spoke to me in Calabrese. I loved him.
Comment gets called up, but he does.
C plus, like okay.
How did Dion Phaneuf make Team Canada all those times? I don't know, man. Sometimes
Dion Phaneuf, wow. C plus, okay. So we got a B from Liban Youssef. Ramiz with the C plus, okay.
Okay.
Guys, that's let us fine. Know in the comments.
I respect the C plus. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. B minus, C plus. Okay. Marco, he just likes to like. I want to be in the middle. I like it. Milan Bologna. Questa Domenica, 2:45. What are your expectations, buddy? Talk to me. This is a Milan weekly podcast, so let's talk about a bit of Milan. You think he comes guns a blazing, Allegri, or does he take off his jacket? Revenge for the Coppa. I like it, Vinny. I like it.
I don't know. I think he said he was going to be calmer this year. He hasn't taken the jacket off yet.
Did you see him out with the Musa?
I don't know what to expect. Well, Musa's gone now.
Did you see how nervous he was with Musa when he was trying to take a quick break?
He was right. What are you doing? Time management, young man. Come on, buddy. Read the play.
I love it, but
you don't want Musa as your wingman. Does not read.
Does he come out of gun blazing with the starting lineup? Attacking formation.
It's going to be Fofana, Modric. It's going to be. I'd like to see Nkunku behind Leao and Pulisic. And
he said he's not fit 100%, but he's
Leao.
He's getting there. Nkunku. Leao should be starting.
I think it should be a 4-2-3-1. That would be the best. And if they can't do that, then it's going to be a 4-4-2 of some sort. RLC, man, he's getting praise from Tuchel. Allegri wants him to keep playing. Pioli wanted to always play him. The Portuguese guys always wanted to play him. We all hate him, but we're not professionals. We talk on a podcast. Everyone that writes on Twitter has no life. But we know better than all of these other professionals that are paying millions of dollars.
Of course, we know better.
And they keep
of
wanting this guy. So Fofana, I think he just has to stop shooting the ball because the guy.
Yes, just recuperate balls.
RLC, even him, I don't know. He's not. But again, I'm not defending him because his performances have not been there. I'm not blind. But everyone keeps wanting to play this guy, guys. It's fucking
what do we know?
Coach, they keep calling this and that. I don't know. Maybe something's going to click. Maybe.
Can
not.
I go? Can I go?
Well, yeah,
just send the 4-1-1-1. Justin, I want you to tell us in the Montreal chat, who are your players in this 4-1-1-1-1-1? Can I go with my prediction?
Go for it.
An ugly win.
Of course they're going
to. Like on Monday, Stevie P and I were going to come up. We're going to be mad, but we still won. That's what I'm going to go with. But how about Il Grande Derby d'Italia that Vlahovic had detto, I want to eat them up in the derby. What are you expecting from Inter Juve?
I hope the stadium implodes and they both cease to exist. That's what I hope happens.
We're going to get canceled.
It's the truth, though. I don't want those teams around. Both of them can go down to Serie A, go fuck yourself. I don't care. Nah, a tie game. I hope it's a tie game, 0-0, and their fans fight each other to the death.
Okay. I'm going to predict a tie as well, but like going to be like the last. What did they do last time? 4-4? You remember that crazy game?
Yeah, no, definitely crazy games. We don't know what's even crazier, sitting in that stadium and supporting one of those two teams. That's even crazier than the results on the field. Because get out of here.
A lot of our viewers are agreeing with you. Look, let's finish off this podcast, me and you, a special Azzurri version. Give me your final thoughts on this Italy that you've seen in the last weekend. From what we've gone through, suffering. I need to remind people, and this is, I've said it in the past, and it's a very sad stat. The last time Italy won a elimination match in the World Cup was in 2006, guys. 2010, group stage out. 2014, group stage out. 2018, not qualified. 2022, not qualified. Where do you stand, buddy, from what you've seen the last 2 days? Because you're level-headed and you're not going to be like the people after 5-0. Oh my God, Italy's back. And where do you stand?
I stand corrected on Gattuso. I'm happy that he got results. I didn't believe that he was going to get any results. I think at the end of the day, like I said earlier, no matter who you put as a coach, we have big holes on the squad and we're not a club. So we can't go out and spend millions of dollars to buy anybody. So we have to do the best that we can. And if the best that we can is score 5 goals a game, then so be it. And he's got them scoring 5 goals a game. Let's see the next couple of games. But tell me the last time you saw Italy strike force play like this.
I'm going to say it. It's going to be a bit on Vinny Mancini's thing. I'm going to sum it up to this. I like what I saw. Show me more. That's it. Show me more. Because I want to believe, right? I know Gattuso is going to bring the best out of these players. And guys, I'm not going to... We've said it. Gattuso was not the best coach that ever lived.
No.
I think just the way his mannerisms are on the pitch, what we've seen in videos, these guys don't want to get a slap across the face. Show me more. I like what I see. Show me more. That's all. And we'll go from there. On that end, on this, excuse me, to end this up. Milan, Bologna, Sunday. Milan Club Montreal, we will see you at Chicharos. I know it would be Milan Club Toronto, Milan Club Philly, Milan Club New York. Excuse me, Milan Club Philly. Guys, get together, right? Because whether you're two people, 10 people, 50 people, this is the time to get together, watch our beloved team. And then what is going to be another international break, which is going to happen in the best time of the season, right? Where we're probably going to have like a...
October, I think it's happening sometime in October.
Is it October? Hold on a second. You know what? Let me see here. I got the como se llama there, the application. So if you go to October 6th,
no, that's Africa.
Fixtures: Italy, Moldova is on November 13th, and then we play Norway on the 16th.
No, we play Estonia on October 11th, man.
What are we doing? Yes, yeah, sorry. We're playing. Oh, yeah, we're playing October. All these tournaments. Oh, my God. It is what it is. Jan, thank you so very much for joining me tonight. Let's close everybody off on some closing thoughts. Let's go with Milan closing thoughts. Against Bologna.
We're going to see. Because then we got. I think we're going to see a Rabiot
yes. I'm going to agree with you.
Rabiot's going to come off.
On the second half, okay.
We're going to see a Ricci on the second half.
Ricci's not starting?
No. It's going to be Luka Modric and Fofana. Luka Modric and RLC.
Okay. And is Jimenez going to score an actual goal, not an offside goal?
I hope he does, man. I hope he does. I'm team Jimenez because he's one of our players and he's got to do good. And I don't see any point in rooting against our players. They need to do good for us. So let's do good.
Forget Rabiot versus Rowe. My question, are we going two games without Allegri taking out his jacket? That's the real bet here. We're going two games.
I like to see a nice 2-0 win.
2-0 on
it. Gotta keep
and Allegri not taking out his jacket?
Not yet. Not worth it. He's going to take it off when it's a big game, when we beat Conte or when we beat Inter.
So you're saying he's going to take out his jacket because he's happy?
Yeah. Well, happy or involved? He's like George Costanza. He has to show that he's involved.
You know what? I think we're going to start our own betting lines. We're going to take bets, virtual bets, because you know we're not professionals. When is Allegri taking out his jacket? Will it be for anger? Will it be for happiness? And how many games is it going to go? We're going to go two clean sheets in a row. Guys, on that note, thank you so very much for joining us once again to Patreon. And speaking of Patreon, let me give him some more love to Patreon, because you know, thank you very much. Thank you to Jan. We will see each other on Monday. Don't forget to subscribe, like, hit that notification bell. Fabio might be going on with new special. You never know.
Special on Wednesday. It's new Wednesday special, no?
New Wednesday special. Yes, no. You never know. But you got to subscribe, Jan. You got to subscribe. Because Jan, Fabio's going to go on from these Le Cabanon, as we say in Francais. Yeah. He's got the outside house, you know, he's got a wired internet connection that, you know, MWP paid for. He had to bring in the Pepin. How do you say Pepin in English? What do you call that machine that goes like this in the ground? The excavator. They had to excavate. He's got 5,000 gigabytes of speed over there, Fabio. But guys, please, turn notifications on if ever they go on. If not, we will see each other on Monday for the recap of Milan Bologna on the excavator. See, Frank GPT knows. On that note, buddy, ovunque e sempre
Forza Milan
Forza Milan e Forza Azzurri. Ciao, guys.